Listen in to the Community Connection Show with Alan Collier every Wednesday from midday to 2pm, where local community groups let you know what's happening right here on Yarra Valley FM 99.1, the voice of the valley.
Yarra Valley FM 99.1.
People-powered radio, proudly supported by the Community Broadcasting Foundation. cbf.com.au.
Welcome back to Community Connection. These two ladies that we've just had on, Annette and Deborah, are a lady of more than one hat. It turns out that Annette's the president of the CWA, the local one. We have never spoken to them, so I've asked them if they'll stay on. And Deborah's involved with the Puffing Billy Preservation Society. So we'll just talk a little bit about both those. First of all, Annette, the CWA, whereabouts are you based? And tell us... Some of us know a bit about the CWA, but pretend we don't know anything and just tell us a bit about it, if you could, please.
Okay. I'm the president of the Wanallaq branch. We meet at the Little Hall in Hunter Road in Wandon, and we meet in the evening on the fourth Tuesday of the month, 7:30. We start the night with a guest speaker and then follow that with a brief meeting. Yep. We have our little meeting format, which includes various reports from magazine, international group, social issues. We have a little competition, flower item, which is usually something we try and relate to the speaker's topic.
What sort of speakers do you
get?
Well,
last month we had Gavin from Romac, which is a group. Yes, a Rotary group that evacuates children from poor countries to Australia for treatment.
It's a great project, isn't it?
Yes, it's amazing.
Terrific project.
And he had a presentation, a slide, you know, a visual presentation. And we were able to see the results of various procedures for children with severe deformities. I mean, these are the things that would be picked up here in Australia much earlier than they get
at birth, almost, aren't they?
So that was really interesting. And each month we have a speaker, and it's really... helps us to get to know the kinds of things that are happening in our area and the kinds of interests that our community has. It's also inspiring to see the work that volunteers in the community can do.
Absolutely.
So, well, we don't always have from groups that are doing things. We've had a lady come and speak to us about ephemera, which is all the wonderful things that we can collect and hoard, and she makes beautiful cards old vintage things.
Yeah.
We've had a lady speak to us about buttons, the history of buttons.
Buttons? Wouldn't think there'd be anything to tell about a button, would you?
So they're really quite informative nights, and and then each of our ladies themselves are involved in works that help in the community or further afield. Val does a lot of sewing for Days for Girls.
What's that?
It provides personal hygiene kits for girls and women.
Yep. In some of the overseas countries, like the girls are not allowed to go to school because
they haven't got that. Well, this enables them to be mobile in the community at their time of the month.
Because the thing is with that, though, if they haven't, it doesn't only ruin them not going to school, it also affects the outcome of their schooling too, doesn't it?
That's
if you're
right.
going to miss...
It gets them... They get behind.
Yeah.
But this way they can participate, be involved, and they're not losing their place in the scheme of learning. So it's a good way to keep them in connection. So Val does that. We have a couple of ladies very involved in op shop work, sewing for Peter Mac, headscarves for cancer victims, do a lot of knitting. We do rugs for wheelchairs for kids, which is another...
That's another great project. I know all about that one. That's terrific.
Yeah, so everyone's got their own particular interest and...
As well as
the work that we do for CWA.
So the CWA, I mean, I used to see them at different shows and that where they were doing the... coffee and or the tea.
Devonshire tea.
So do you still do that, or is that not something you do anymore?
No, we still do that. The Lilydale Show, we've had Devonshire tea down there. We are usually present at the Sylvan Wandon Field Days. Not so much Devonshire teas there, But we do sell cakes and slices and so forth. We'll be at the, as far as I know, we'll be at the Sylvan Wandon Field Days again this year. So we usually set up next to a coffee van.
Yeah.
And the coffee van serves the coffee and we serve the snacks that go with it.
All right. So just expand this a bit. You're at, say, the whatever it might be. We'll say it's at the show or something. So you're selling the scones and the cream and they're always lovely. Oh, terrific. But so with the money with that, do you donate that or what do you do with the money that you created? Okay. Or that you
Wanalec is one of five branches which form the Yarra Valley Group.
Right.
And around Victoria there are a number of groups that form the Victorian CWA.
Yep.
Then, of course, we become a national body as well. Yep. Most of our work goes towards the work of Victorian CWA. Yep. And there are a number of arms to the CWA. So generally the focus of CWA is helping women and in remote communities and local communities, just enabling women in local communities.
Yep.
Recently we had Women Walk the World. So we met at Lilydale Lake, good number of us this time. And we do a lap of the lake and then afterwards we had the barbecue lunch together and it was good fellowship around sausages. And no, we didn't have scones and jam and cream there. But
did you?
We had some lovely homemade things and we charged $10 for that. And the money from that went towards ACWW. Now, don't ask me what ACWW is, but it was Women Walk the World. And basically the Victorian group focuses on Pacific region, and so the monies from that helps the Victorian CWA support education and small business projects for women in the Pacific region.
We're just talking to Annette about the CWA. Annette, you said that most of the things you do is for enabling women. Now, in what way do you hand out money or in which way do you actually enable the women?
The funds raised are delivered via the group through to CWA Vic, and CWA Vic has its agencies for administering aid in various countries. We do a lot of work just locally. For instance, we have a social group that meets at the hall, and that particularly post-COVID has been a very important part in mental health and connection for women who perhaps a little bit isolated.
Yep.
So that meets in the hall, and we have a craft group as well. And that involves more of the members from the wider branches and a number of other women as well. And they are led by Michelle, who creates a program for them each month, and they do craft together. And again, it's a very social opportunity and a learning opportunity. And I think all of these things, particularly post-COVID, are very important to help women to cope with the busyness of life.
Yeah. And do you get many ladies that have been widowed and therefore this is their main outlook or their main communication with other ladies?
Yes, we would have a number of women who've been widowed. I think it's important for people to find connection and purpose wherever they can. Yeah. And I think that's why often you can wear multiple hats. So, for instance, I'm involved in Quilts for Orphans as well. And the other advantage of that is too that you can see how you can connect between different organisations, how the one can serve the other or vice versa. Sure. We get given a lot of stuff through Quilts for Orphans, as we've talked about before. Not all of it is useful. Like, we get an awful lot of wool.
Oh, yeah.
But it's a supply that I can pass on to CWA because they're very happy to receive the wool.
So when they do knitting, we'll say that the CWA are off knitting, because there's a couple of things I just want to ask you in a hurry.
Yep.
Do you then sell those to make money to go on to the enabling women, or at times do you donate those goods out?
A lot of the goods are donated out.
Are they?
We did make some very beautiful things which we sold at a craft exhibition, and just of interest to your listeners, the CWA craft exhibition will be held every 2 years. So there won't be one this year, there'll be another one next year. It'll be hosted by a different branch in turn. I think Healesville might be the next one, Tarawarra branch in Healesville. That's a fine display of handiwork of women from the CWA and an opportunity to purchase a handmade item.
Yep. Yep.
Unfortunately, like all things homemade, not usually appreciated for the amount of time and work involved.
Agree with that. Yep.
So it's...
But it's a better product.
It's a much better product. Yep. And, you know, it's been made with love by hand.
Yep.
And so keep your eyes open for that in 23. And so, yes, we do sell a little bit then. And then we did, last time the craft exhibition was run, we sent the money off to the Pink Bus, which is a mobile refuge for, you've heard about the Pink Bus? Yes.
Yep.
So we sent $2,000 off to that Pink Bus.
Oh, and terrific. The only reason why I ask about the widows, I know that I've interviewed two or three ladies that have been widowed, and some of them find it hard, like they've been... Very often, and this sounds a bit sexist, but very often the husband is the one who's been involved and taken the woman out and, you know, as part of his group. And I've had a few of them say to me that when he died, they really collapsed a bit. They didn't know how to get out involved in other groups because not that the husband was a dominant figure, but very often, you know, it's the kids, they take them to sport, dad gets involved in the sport.
Yeah.
And as they get on and all of a sudden women find themselves just by themselves, I know a few have said, we really struggled to get going. You know, we after the funeral and that, we just sort of collapsed in a heap. And I think something like the CWA could be a terrific outlet for some of those people.
Right. Well, I'd be happy to leave my phone number if anyone in the area would like to contact me.
Yep. I'd give it now if you could.
Yes. It's 0407-648-618.
Beauty. Because I think that's a problem. And the other thing is, of course, particularly, and I know it's happened with guys too, is because of COVID. Some of them are finding it hard to get back into meeting groups. And you know, I've had many an interview here on mental health and the numbers of calls we get from people that are saying they're really struggling to get back into
it. You need someone from Men's Shed in here then. Have you had a Men's Shed man in here?
Yeah, we've had them from time to time. Okay. Yeah.
Well,
but in this case... I was more coming into the women. I think that, well, certainly the ones that I've had the most calls from have been ladies that have said, look, I've found it really hard to get going again. You know,
well, they particularly would be very welcome. Yeah, and we have the night branch, which is the Wanalek branch.
Yep.
We have a day branch, which is Wandon branch. Yep. And as I said, there's other branches around. There's Nighthawks at Monbulk.
So how often do you meet?
Once a month we meet. Then we have, as I say, this social group in between. We have the craft group once a month. And, of course, you connect just because you've got someone's phone number, you can ring them up. I often have a coffee with one of our members.
I think that's another thing that gets underplayed with these local groups is that you don't realise that you'll be down the street doing your shopping and all of a sudden somebody who's been sitting at home doing not really connected but they're part of your group and all of a sudden they see you down the street and someone tell me like they're 2 hours before they get home because they have a coffee and then they talk about everything. And I think these groups are terrific and particularly coming out of COVID, I think they're very, very used.
Well, one of the things that we've created at Wanalek Branch is in between our meetings, we meet on a Saturday or a Sunday and we have Walk of the Town, Talk of the Town. Yeah. And we decided that each of our members would have a turn at hosting us in her town.
Yeah.
And we would do a short walk around the town. She would point out features about the town, history and
terrific.
Interesting comment. And then we'd have a coffee in the town of where we were. So the next one coming up is to be in Sylvan. And we're going to do a short walk in Sylvan.
Yeah.
And we'll have coffee afterwards. It's my turn to host that one because that's where I live.
Oh, that's terrific. Deborah is also involved with the Puffing Billy Preservation Society. Now, we all know Puffing Billy. We see him puffing along and we all go up and we do, you know, have a ride or we just go up and watch him pull into the station and we all think that's terrific. But we've got to understand there's a lot more behind that. There's probably, and we're going to find out in a minute, there might be 100 volunteers, I don't know, that keep this thing on the road because it's on the lines, it's on every day, isn't it?
Yes.
Yeah, so how many people, do you know, Deborah?
I'll go just back to where you said the Puffing Billy Preservation Society goes back to 1955 when it kicked off with troubles on the Belgrade to Jembrook line.
Because it was
narrow gauge line and it was a landslide.
Yeah, there was a train there before. That's right. And then it was closed down, wasn't it?
Yeah, and some wonderful folk who we often refer to as our greybeards.
At least you're not calling grey hairs.
Yeah, some of those beautiful souls have gone to the great yard in the sky, but they certainly walked the halls of Parliament to manage to, you know, save Puffing Billy. So going fast, and that was 65 years ago, so going fast forward.
How long was it shut for, do you know?
Not a great period of time. The landslide was in 1954.
Yeah.
The society was formed in 55.
Yeah.
And we're just coming up shortly to the reopening to Menzies Creek of 60 years. So it wasn't closed for very long at all. But today the organisation has quite transformed itself and is quite a standalone organisation, and the membership is very, very strong. So we have around about 780 members of the Preservation Society who support the society financially.
Yep.
But of course, through those many 65 years, we've been volunteering at Puffing Billy.
So it'd be millions of hours of
millions of hours. So currently at the moment, it's about 60% of the volunteers at Puffing Billy also Puffing Billy Preservation Society members.
Oh, right.
Yeah. So, you know, that's and out of the 780 of many that have volunteered in the past, and over 130 of our current members have been so for over 50 years.
Fair dinkum.
And I personally have been a member for close to 30 years as a society member and also volunteering. Oh. Yeah, yeah.
So I was just going to say, out of the present, like you're talking about two different sorts of people there, how many, over 100, you say, are actually volunteers?
Yeah, currently today, as we speak today, out of those that are volunteering at Puffing Billy, about 60% of them are also members of the society. So the society was you know, the source initially.
Yep.
And Puffing Billy, of course, are an extraordinarily large organisation, wonderful organisation, who has a structure for sourcing volunteers.
Yep.
And that's, they look after all of the volunteers. It just so happens that an awful lot of them are also members of the society.
Sorry. All right, so you're a person wants to volunteer at Puffing Billy. What, first of all, tell us what sort of jobs you do and what sort of jobs the volunteers do.
Well, there's volunteering with the society as well. So me personally, I volunteer at Puffing Billy. Currently at the moment, I'm a station master at Lakeside, one of our outstations at Emerald.
Yep.
I also do safety auditing, internal auditing.
Right.
And I also looked after all of the first aid kits on our railway, which is about 150 of them. but the society also has volunteers very much in administratively managing the society,
right,
of which there's a committee. And the strengths we need currently in that is for project management. For instance, we're reopening our archives group. During COVID, that's been a difficult time.
Yep.
But we do have a facility to reopen our archives group, and lots of, you know, paper trails and things like that are required.
Yep.
And the committee itself, of course, in years gone by, you know, come along and have fun. Now it's still come along and have fun, but there's a mountain of commitment requirements to legislative requirements. It goes on ad nauseam.
Yep.
But now they enjoy arranging events, special events. We have a great bookshop.
Run Against Thomas is one of them, isn't it?
Well, certainly that is a great event, and that's Running Against Thomas is run by the Starlight Foundation.
Yeah.
I think. I don't know when our next one is because obviously we haven't done that.
Yep.
And the Puffing Billy have donated all the locomotives and rolling stock and station to have that great little race with children at Jembrook, and it's been a lot of fun over the years doing that. But the society is very much in continuing and engaging in history of the corridor, of the Puffing Billy corridor, which of course is Belgrave all the way through to Jembrook, and everything involved with that through exhibitions at our museum and maintaining and rebuilding rolling stock. G42 was a major project for an example.
When you're rebuilding, say, a locomotive...
Restoring.
Restoring.
Let's get the word.
So is that done by volunteers or they're paid workers that do
A combination of both.
Right.
So where the society has worked out a plan of action with the Puffing Billy board to provide funds...
Right.
To do these major restoration work that are done in the Puffing Billy workshops by paid workers, assisted by volunteers in their volunteer workshops. So there's volunteer workshops on Wednesday nights, for instance, and they are in the workshops having a great time doing restoration work, and the museum does the same. So there's lots and lots of that type of activity.
So there's plenty of opportunities for volunteers, isn't there?
Oh, massive. We teach the skills. So the society will teach the skills, as will Puffing Billy. But the society very much at the moment would like those with project management skills to come forward because there are some needs for that at this minute.
When you're talking project management, what sort of projects?
Well, for instance, our archives group needs to have a framework of operation to write that up and get it all in place and, you know, have everything working tickety-boo, as I say, tickety-boo. But, you know, there's a lot of, without going... you know, all very boring with, you know, requirements. And then when we have a special events coming up, you need someone to come along and project manage that event.
Yep.
So come in and say, look, I'll organise or lead the group, write it all up, do all your risk profiling, everything that you need, you know, costing up the project. You know, everything that one needs to operate a particular project.
Welcome back to Community Connections on Yarra Valley FM 99.1, the voice of the valley. Deborah, we're talking about the Puffing Billy organisation. Unfortunately, we're fast running out of time. I've got to get out of the studio because Greg Carrick will be along with his council connections. So people listening now, they want to get involved with Puffing Billy. What can they do?
Certainly. I will give you our president, Anne McLeish, details. And
does she know you're giving it out?
Well, she's listening, and I texted her while we're doing all this, Alan. I'm going, are you sure? Yes.
That's all right. Good. We're just not allowed to give out phone numbers without having
I should have said that. No. I checked all that out first.
That's all right. Not a problem.
So Anne McLeish is 0414 884 545. So 0414 884 545. And you can email Anne, president, at pbps.org.au. And they have an office in Knoxfield. So the society has an office in Knoxfield.
Oh, whereabouts in Knoxfield?
They're at 585 Burwood Highway, Knoxfield.
Didn't know that.
Yes.
I thought everything was up at Belgrave and Puffing Billy.
No.
There you go.
There you go.
You learn something every day, don't you?
So Anne would love to hear from anyone who would like to be involved with helping with the society. And Anne's listening at the moment. Hi, Anne. And
hello, Anne.
She will certainly point anyone who wants to help.
We need to get her in someday.
Yeah, absolutely. She would definitely come along. Yep.
All right. So what's her number again?
It's 0414 884 545. And again, 0414 884 545.
So in the last 2 hours, we've given you some, apart from some great information, we've given some great opportunities if you're sitting at home, protect, well, with the Puffing Billy, it doesn't matter whether you're male or female. CWA probably don't want you if you're a male. And the Quilts for Orphans, I can't see, have you got any guys in the Quilts for Orphans?
We have wonderfully supportive husbands.
Yeah, but they're not actually involved.
No, but they help us a lot with many things.
And we wouldn't turn them back if they turned up.
No. Oh, correct.
Or sewing or whatever.
Yeah. Well, the CWA probably would, though, wouldn't they?
No, I don't think so.
I don't know that we can argue with that anymore now, can we?
No, I don't think so.
Anyway, we're getting off the track. If you want to get involved with Quilts for Orphans, we've told you all about that in the first hour. I think that's a terrific project. It's 0407 648 618, and we know that we can give that number out because she's sitting here. Or also, if you're a lady that wants to get involved with CWA, do you teach them how to make good scones? Because they're always lovely scones.
Oh, we can always take you into the kitchen and have a lesson or two, yes.
Well, again, for the CWA, it's Annette again on 0407 648 618. Look, thank you for staying behind, ladies. I think actually the last hour I thought we'd have only had about a 10-minute discussion, but that's, I think you've come up with some really great ideas there. Puffing Billy will go on hopefully forever.
Yes, it will.
It's
there's no doubt about it.
It's a great place.
Yep.
And I guess in all fairness, we need to support it because with the lack of the although hopefully we'll start getting people back from overseas, but
yep.
It must have gone through a tough time because yes, everything has.
You can certainly pop online and buy a ticket to travel and you can also do the same for volunteering.
Yeah, sounds great way to fill in some time. And I guess particularly with Puffing Billy, you don't care whether they're male or female, do you? Because you can find jobs
no,
later.
No, just two arms, two legs. And,
and as long as they're breathing.
And qualify for a working with children's check.
We need to mention
and
that.
Things like that. The higher level of requirements are needed with Puffing Billy, a little less with the society, but certainly, yes, and you're very well trained and cared for safely in every way, in every path that you take as a volunteer.
Yeah, well, yeah. I mean...
Great organiser. I've been volunteering, I think I said to you, Alan, my first job on the railway was pouring a beer on the night train.
Yeah, that's a while ago.
Yeah, that was a fair while ago, and... lots of good times.
Ladies, look, thank you. It's been a terrific 2 hours. I really appreciate you staying behind in the second hour. But, ladies, we'll definitely be talking to Quilts for Orphans later in the year because you've got some things coming up we want to talk about. And I know the CWA have also, so we'll have you both back as time moves on. But, again, thank you for your time. And
thank you, Alan.
Look forward to talking to you again.
Thank you.